You're listening to SBS News.
New opposition leader Anthony Albanese had already revealed his frontbench team. Now we know what positions each member will take up. Mr. Albanese had announced a 24-member core team, known as the Shadow Cabinet, as well as seven spokespeople in various areas outside that Shadow Cabinet. 15 other Labor MPs and senators will serve as assistant spokespeople. Several familiar identities retain their old portfolios. Labor Senate leader Penny Wong continues as Foreign Affairs spokesperson, while former Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek keeps education. Mr. Albanese is selling his team as a good mix of the new and the old.
It's a team where you have a number of people who with vast experience have served in the Cabinet before, but a refresh with new talent coming in. There will be four new members of my Shadow Cabinet.
And it's the new that's attracting the most interest. Christina Keneally, Terry Butler, Katie Gallagher and Madeleine King. Senator Keneally, the former New South Wales Premier, will be Labor's spokesperson, or Shadow Minister, for Home Affairs, which oversees things like immigration, border security and citizenship. Ms. Butler will be Shadow Minister for the Environment and Water. Ms. King is something of a surprise elevation to the portfolio of Trade. And Senator Gallagher will be the Shadow Minister for Finance. But perhaps the most important appointment is the new Treasury spokesperson, given economic issues were widely blamed for the Labor Party losing the federal election. Handed that job of Shadow Treasurer is Jim Chalmers. He's from Queensland, where Labor did so poorly in the election. Elevating an MP from that state is something Mr. Albanese is keen to highlight, as is a broader view of economic portfolios.
I want to particularly look towards the economic team that will be led by Jim Chalmers as the Shadow Treasurer from Queensland. The economic team that sometimes is forgotten by the government is, of course, infrastructure. Catherine King will be the Shadow Minister for Infrastructure, Transport and Regional Development, aided, of course, as well by Jason Clare, who'll be the Shadow Minister for Regional Services, Territories and Local Government, and the critical role of Shadow Minister for Housing and Homelessness.
Mr. Chalmers is, naturally, grateful for his new job. He acknowledges it's a big one, but he's also optimistic.
Now, Labor copped what was a disappointing and dispiriting defeat only 15 days ago. And now the task for all of us is to rebuild and refresh and renew our economic policies for the future. And we are up for the task of building Labor's economic policies and credentials, not just for the next election, but for the future under an Albanese Labor government.
But bringing in new people to key portfolios leaves the tricky question of what to do with those who have been displaced. Mr. Albanese has answered that question by making former leader Bill Shorten the new Shadow Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme and former Treasury spokesperson Chris Bowen the new health spokesperson. Mr. Albanese is keen to praise the old faces in new places.
I'm very pleased that Chris Bowen, who asked to move to a social policy area, will be the Shadow Minister for Health. Chris is very excited about a new challenge for him, and I'm sure that he will fulfil that task with great credit to himself and to the party. Bill Shorten will perform the role which I think he, above anyone else, is made for. He, of course, made such an impact on Australian politics with his work on the National Disability Insurance Scheme. He will hold the government to account and make sure that it is the people with disabilities who are at the centre of attention for that scheme as it is rolled out.
Mr. Albanese also dismissed talk of tokenism among his Shadow Cabinet appointments, including Shadow Cabinet Secretary Ginny McAllister. Shadow Cabinet meetings will feature 12 men and 12 women. In the wake of controversy over Senator Keneally's promotion to the Deputy Senate leadership at the expense of South Australian Senator Don Farrell, Mr. Albanese denies anyone has been elevated because of their gender. Rather, he says, the balance between the sexes is a reflection of Australian society.
There will be 12 men and 12 women sitting around the Shadow Cabinet table. They are all there on merit. 12 men and 12 women, reflecting the balance in Australian society.
However, it hasn't taken the government long to attack the new opposition lineup. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton claims Ms Keneally was not Mr Albanese's first choice for Shadow Home Affairs Minister. He says she is opposed to current asylum seeker policy.
Look, it's clearly the case that Labor is a dog's breakfast when it comes to border protection policy. Christina Keneally is the last person standing, and she is not clearly Mr Albanese's first pick to become the Home Affairs Shadow Minister. Richard Marles was begged and pleaded to become the Shadow Home Affairs Minister, and there's good reason why they didn't want Christina Keneally, because when you look at all that she has said over a number of years, there couldn't be anybody less qualified in the Labor Party to be the Home Affairs Shadow Minister.
The quality of Mr Albanese's shadow cabinet picks could have a big say in whether this Labor Party team remains in opposition or graduates to government in 3 years' time. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.